Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Are you ready to practice your English? We have a great show for you today. My name is Anna, and I'm happy to be here with you. Our topic today is mystery. The title of our lesson is The Diamond. The Diamond. Well, friends, we have a mystery already. My clipboard is gone. Peter, have you seen my clipboard?
I don't know. It's a mystery. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Well, this really is a mystery. Well, friends, it's time to solve this mystery. Mysteries can be fun, and we have a very special mystery today. Peter, what is a mystery?
Well, a mystery is when something happens and you don't know why. Anna's clipboard is missing. How did it happen? We don't know. Oh, wait. Peter took her clipboard.
Peter!
Mystery solved.
Thanks for solving the mystery. Well, friends, in each mystery lesson, we get to see Mr. E. He is a detective. That means his job is solving mysteries.
That's right. Well, we have a lot to do today. Let's get started. Here's Christina with our key words.
Mr. E 今天又要来办案咯。他经过一家博物馆的时候居然警铃大作。警铃警报器就是 alarm。Mr. E hears an alarm。从此同时有一名警卫从博物馆的大门走出来。警卫人员就是 guard。A guard walks out of the museum。于是 Mr. E 就邀这名警卫一起进博物馆去看看。果然博物馆中一颗珍贵的钻石不翼而飞了。钻石就是 diamond。The diamond is not there now。于是他们两人就一起去寻找线索。They look for clues。名词 clue 就是线索。可是在办案的过程中，不管 Mr. E 问警卫什么问题，他都模模糊糊地说不清楚。难道是他的嘴巴有问题吗？ What's wrong with his mouth? 嘴巴就是 mouth。 所以 Mr. E 最后有没有破案呢？请你跟我们一起看下去吧。
I am near the museum. The museum is not open today. I hear an alarm. I go to the museum's door. A guard walks out.
Where are you going? Come with me.
I say to the guard, There is a valuable diamond in this museum. We go to check the diamond. The diamond is not there.
Mr. E is in part one of today's lesson. He is outside of a museum. Peter, this is an interesting word. Can you explain museum?
Sure, museums are very special places. They have really old things, like paintings. When I was a kid, our school would go to museums and see the pictures, or there are other kinds of museums with dinosaur bones in them.
That's right, there are art museums, history museums, and even science museums. Well, this museum is not open today.A place can be open or closed. When a place is open, you can go inside. But if it's closed, you can't.
So Mr. E hears an alarm. When the museum is closed, he better go check this out.
I agree. This sounds really strange. Alarms make really loud noises. And a place like a museum or a houseuses an alarm for safety.
Yes, there are many different kinds of alarms. There's the fire alarm. When the fire alarm goes off in a building, you need to get outside. There is a fire in the building. Car alarms, that's another kind. When someone tries to take a car, the car alarm will go off. And Anna, when you are asleep, what wakes you up?
An alarm clock. That doesn't mean that there is danger. It's just how you can wake up in the morning. Well, this museum also has an alarm. Museums often have valuable things. Maybe someone is trying to steal something valuable.
You're right. But what valuable thing are they trying to steal? Before we talk more about it, let's go to Christina for more about this word, valuable.
这个博物馆里有一颗价值不菲的钻石。There is a valuable diamond in this museum. 我们要来看一下形容词 valuable。请注意到它的字尾是 able。这个 able 如果和名词相连，表示有那个特质。以 valuable 为例 ，value 表示价值，加了 able 表示有价值的、值钱的。able 如果和动词相连，则表示可以怎么样。比如 understand 是了解，那 understandable 就是可了解的。wash 是洗，那 washable 就是可以洗的。change 是改变，那 changeable 就是可改变的。avoid 是避免 ，avoidable 就是可避免的，这些都是以 able 做字尾的形容词。
Thank you, Christina. That was a very valuable lesson. Well, what are some things that we can call valuable? Maybe things that you spend a lot of money on, like cars or cell phones or computers.
Or there are other things that are valuable too, but they're not valuable in the same way that a car is, like family and friends and time. Those things are valuable, but you don't spend money on them that way.
Right. So, friends, what is valuable to you? This is a great way to practice your English. You can ask a friend today.
Well, friends, we have more for this mystery. Let's go there together. Here's part two.
We look for clues.
Do you see anything strange?
I ask the guard. He says, Is he saying no? I think. But I can't understand him. The diamond's box is open.Someone opened it.
A thief stole a diamond in Chicago last week. And now this diamond is gone.
I say to him. I look at the guard. He is worried.
In part one, Mr. E is outside the museum and he hears an alarm. What does he do? Well, he goes to the museum and a guard is...Walking out? There's an alarm going off. Why is the guard coming out? So he tells the guard to come with him and go inside the museum.
Well, Mr. E and the guard look for clues. Hey, clues are very important. If you want to solve a mystery, you need to look for clues.
Hey, Anna, I have a treat for you.
Really? Great!I love treats. What is it, Peter?
Well, let me give you a clue. It is something you eat on someone's birthday.
Oh, I know birthday cake. I love birthday cake, especially with a little frosting on top. Where is it, Peter?
It's back there, but don't you want to know whose birthday it is?
Oh, yeah. Is it my birthday?
No.Let me give you another clue. It's my birthday cake. You forgot my birthday.
Oh, Peter, it's your birthday. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, at least we know what the word clue means now.
Yeah, well, thank you for giving me clues to figure out that it's your birthday. I was pretty smart to figure that out, right?
Well, let's look for more clues.
Yeah, I love looking for clues. But why do we need to look for clues, Peter? What are we talking about?
Let's look for clues is today's...
Calendar phrase!
Let's look for clues.
Let's look for clues.
让我们来找找线索。
Hey! Where's my cake?
It's gone. Let's look for clues.
It was right here.
Let's look for clues.
Somebody ate my chocolate cake.
Let's look for clues.
Aha! You have chocolate on your face.
Let's look for other clues. Let's look for clues.
Let's look for clues.
让我们来找找线索。
Peter, my clipboard is gone again. I put it over there.
Well, let's look for clues.
Okay, well, it's not over there. Maybe check under your shoe.
Okay, it's not there.
Well, let's see. Oh, I know a clue. Last time my clipboard was missing and you took it. You took my clipboard again, Peter.
Good job. You solved the mystery again.
Well, it was a pretty easy clue. Friends, when Mr. E and the guard look for clues, do they find anything strange?
Hey, that's today's grammar point. Let's welcome Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. If you want to ask someone if they see something, you can use this grammar point. Do you see noun? For example, do you see the car? Or do you see my shoes? Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, Peter, in today's mystery, do they find anything strange?
Well, they do, and we'll find out more about it after the break. Let's take one right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hey, welcome back from break, friends. We have a big mystery on our hands today. There is a diamond missing from a museum. Peter, what is a diamond?
I don't know. Guys don't really care about diamonds.
Are you kidding me? Well, girls love diamonds. They are very valuable stones, and someone took one from a museum. Let's find out what happens in part 3.
I put my hand on the guard's arm and say,
Don't worry. I can solve any mystery. We can find this thief.
But then I notice something strange. The guard's uniform says, Museum of Chicago. I keep my hand on the guard's arm. I put my other hand near his mouth and say,
Please open your mouth.
The diamond is there.
In part 3, Mr. E tells the guard, Don't worry. Well, the guard is worried at first, but why is he worried? He's probably worried about that stolen diamond.
Yeah, I mean, the alarm went off and now the diamond is gone. Remember, diamonds are valuable.
But maybe the guard is worried for another reason. Mr. E can solve any mystery, remember? No mystery is too difficult for him.
So Mr. E tells him not to worry. But that is when Mr. E finds a clue. The uniform says Museum of Chicago. Oh, I think I solved the mystery, Anna. I think I solved it.
Okay, Peter, but before we say anything, let's go to Christina. She has something to say about this word.
Mr. E 看到警卫的制服上写着 Museum of Chicago， 他说 The guard's uniform says Museum of Chicago。 本句有三个重点我们需要注意。第一，不论是制服上、信上、报纸上、网络上所传达的讯息，虽然不是用嘴巴说的，但是都可以用动词 say。 比如 The email says June 15th， 那封 email 上写的是6月15日。第二，要传达的讯息，它的内容前后要用括号包住。第三， say 与讯息之间要加逗号。我们再来看一次这两个例句，你也复习一下这三个重点。The guard's uniform says Museum of Chicago. The email says June 15th.
Thanks, Christina. So this is something that is a little different in English. When something has writing on it, you can talk about it this way.
That's right. Hey, Peter, I see there is some writing on your clipboard. What does it say?
Well, it says, let's talk in English.
See, friends, let's talk in English is written on his clipboard. And mine too. Or you can say, the clipboard says, let's talk in English. So, how do you ask what is written on that paper? Or what is written on that sign?
Well, you can ask, what does it say on your clipboard? What does that newspaper article say?
Right. You may want to say, how does it read? But we don't say it like that. We usually say, what does it say?
That's right. The uniform says Museum of Chicago. Where is Chicago?
Well, I'm from Chicago, so I know all about Chicago. It's in the middle of the United States.
But wait. Chicago, that's where the other diamond was stolen. The guard, it's the guard. He's the thief.
Oh, that's right. Mr. E remembers now that the guard didn't say anything earlier. He just said, mm-hmm. And now Mr. E knows why.
The diamond is in the guard's mouth. Very good job, Mr. E.
Another mystery solved. Well done. Well, friends, it's time for us to review our keywords. Are you ready? You can follow along right now.
Here's our first keyword today. Alarm. Alarm. The students heard the fire alarm.
Guard. Guard. The guard stands at the door.
Diamond. Diamond. Diamonds are very valuable.
Clue. Clue. I need a clue to solve the mystery.
Mouth. Mouth. Please close your mouth. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. And now it's time to look back at our lesson one more time.
I am near the museum. The museum is not open today. I hear an alarm. I go to the museum's door. A guard walks out.
Where are you going? Come with me.
I say to the guard, there is a valuable diamond in this museum. We go to check the diamond. The diamond is not there. We look for clues.
Do you see anything strange?
I ask the guard. He says, is he saying no? I think. But I can't understand him. The diamond's box is open. Someone opened it.
A thief stole a diamond in Chicago last week. And now this diamond is gone.
I say to him. I look at the guard. He is worried. I put my hand on the guard's arm and say,
Don't worry. I can solve any mystery. We can find this thief.
But then, I notice something strange. The guard's uniform says, Museum of Chicago. I keep my hand on the guard's arm. I put my other hand near his mouth and say,
Please open your mouth.
The diamond is there.
Hey, Ginger, look at this.
Yes, it's a newspaper.
I know, but look what it says. There was a robbery.
A bank robbery?
No, a museum robbery.
Oh, what did the robbers take, Monkey Man?
They took a big...
Dinosaur!
No, a big diamond.
Ooh, a big diamond. What did it look like?
Well, it says it was big and beautiful. Hey, just like this.
Just like my diamond?
Yes, Ginger. Is this diamond from the museum?
No, Monkey Man. It's from the toy store.
It's not a real diamond.
Sure it is. It cost me $5.
Friends, did you find some clues in today's lesson? Well, Mr. E did, and he solved the mystery. Wasn't that fun, Peter?
Yeah, mysteries are always fun. We always have fun on the show, so we can't wait to see you next time, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye! Goodbye.